Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
To Hot Mikado, starting off another programme of Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
And me, Alistair Woodgate.
We bring you 60 Minutes, a weekly programme of all the best from musical theatre. And as well as all that, we have Ask the Experts questions. So if you know the answer and they don't, then the answers come through to musicals@btinternet.com. And as well as all that...
Yes, I've been to see the tour of Hairspray.
Oh, so we've got I'll a Roofy's review. About that.
Yes, Roofy's review.
Lovely.
And also, I've got a lyrical challenge that's going to be quite difficult.
Fair enough.
And we also have our regular Tour at 22. This week, from a very celebrated show still playing at the Victoria Palace in London. Yes, of course, from Hamilton.
Oh, if you know what they might be, then send them through. Musicals@btinternet.com.
With every job, when it's complete, there is a sense of bittersweet. That moment when you know the task is done. Though in your heart you'd like to stay, to help things on their way, you perfect, and I hope it remains so.
Poppins?
Mary Poppins is gone.
She's gone because we don't need her anymore. And other families will.
I wonder if she's right, George. And we really could do without a nanny from now on. What do you think?
I think you'd better come and dance with me.
George, this is serious.
Wasn't that a shooting star?
You can't blow on my telescope.
I was right. Wish on it, children. Winifred, my dearest love.
We won't forget you, Mary Poppins. We'll never forget.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Before we get to the Lyrical Challenge, you heard A Spoonful of Sugar reprise from Mary Poppins, the Broadway cast recording. So, Mrs. R, Lyrical Challenge, you reckon it's going to be hard this week?
I think it's going to be hard, yes. So, here we go. I used to think you left a stench, but now I see that you're a mensch. So, I'm proposing, be my son.
Ooh, right, okay, one more time.
Yep. I used to think you left a stench, but now I see that you're a mensch. So I'm proposing, be my son.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at beatinternet.com.
Zoom, 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 the world is in a mess. With politics and taxes and people grinding axes, there's no happiness. Zoom, 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 rhythm lead your ace. The future doesn't fret me if I can only get me someone to slap that bass.
Is not a riddle when I'm listening to that big bass fiddle.
Slap that bass.
No! All I feel is dizzy.
Slap that bass.
Yeah!
Slap away your trouble.
Learn to zoom, zoom, zoom. Slap that bass. Boom, 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 boom.
We'll be right back.
get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
You should have seen it, you should have been there. You won't believe it, it's all the way down in there. The men were women, the girls were fellas. He did her rain, I was wearing nothing but umbrellas. There was a lady, she had a sister, but it was kind of weird the way the lady kissed her. There was a woman, whose name was Norman, and on the freely knickers, that was just a torment. There was a doorman, whose name was Norman, and the doorman kissed his sister, she's a Mormon. I heard there's dungeons inside the cellars, where they rained down painters, thank you, with umbrellas. Everybody's talking about Jane. Cause they can't sing. And there was smoking, and there was bruising, and there were boys that looked like girls, which was confusing. So what's a lip sync? Is that like kissing? Yeah, he kissed a girl, his girly parts were missing. Everybody's talking about Jane.
Everybody's talking about Jamie. Everybody's talking about Jamie. And before that, we heard Slap That Bass from Crazy For You.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
So every week I ask three questions of our experts sitting opposite me. This is question number one. In the musical Hamilton, which founding father is portrayed as having a rivalry with Alexander Hamilton?
Oh, well, that would be Aaron Burr.
Yes, that's the duel, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, that's one correct so far. Who was described by Andrew Lloyd Webber as the father of the modern British musical? Got you there.
Oscar Hammerstein?
British musical.
Yeah.
So we assume he's British.
Question three, while you're thinking, which musical has the line fits like a glove and which character said it?
Ooh, fits like a glove. That's the line, is it? Fits like a glove.
Not giving us any more? So they're not handing it to us.
Yeah, which musical has the line fits like a glove? I can give you more. This match was made in heaven.
I don't think that helps a lot.
Okay, if you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com. Please help them out.
Was it Ivan Novello?
No. No, he didn't sing Fits Like a Glove.
No, no, no. The answer to the previous question got us.
Hey, you!
Who, me, Officer Krupke?
Yeah, you. Give me one good reason for not dragging you down to the station house, you punk.
Dear, 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 kindly Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all the junkies, our fathers all the drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks. Gee, Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Down inside us there is good, there is good,
there is good,
there is good, there is untapped good. Like inside, the worst of us is good.
Oh, look at my good, good baby. That's a nice baby, yeah.
Oh, that's a touching good story.
Oh, well, let me tell it to the world.
Just tell it to the judge.
Oh, yeah, judge, that's a good idea.
Dear kindly Judge Your Honor, my parents treat me rough with all their marijuana. They won't give me a puff, they didn't wanna have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Right, Officer Krupke, you're really a square. This boy don't need a judge, he needs an analyst care. It's just his neurosis that oughta be coined. Psychologically distoid.
I'm distoid.
We're distoid.
We're distoid. We're the most distoid. Like we're psychologically distoid. Oh,
yeah, that works. Hear ye, hear ye. In the opinion of this court, this child is depraved on the account that he ain't had a normal home.
Hey! I'm depraved on account I'm deprived.
So take him to a head shrinker.
My father is a b**. My mom's an SOB. My grandpa's always plastered. My grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache. My brother wears a dress. Goodness gracious,
that's why I'm a mess.
Yes,
Officer Krupke, you're really a slob. This boy don't need a doctor, just a good honest job. Society's played him a terrible trick. And sociologically, he's sick.
I am sick.
We are sick.
We are sick. We are sick, sick, sick. Like we're sociologically sick. Oh, yeah.
In my opinion, this child don't need to have his head shrunk at all. Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease. Hey! I got a social disease!
So take him to a social worker.
Social worker!
Dear kindly social worker, they say go earn a cup, like be a soda jerker, which means like be a schmuck. It's not I'm anti-social, I'm only anti-work. Glory Oski, that's why I'm a jerk.
Officer Krupke, you've done it again. This boy don't need a job, he needs a year in the pen. It ain't just a question, I'm misunderstood. Down inside him, he's no good.
I'm no good,
you're no good.
We're no good, we're no earthly good.
The trouble is he drinks.
The trouble is he's lazy.
The trouble is he stinks. The trouble is he's growing. The trouble is he's grown.
Krupke, we got troubles of our own. Officer Krupke, we're down on our knees. Cause no one wants a fella with a social disease.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
I've had crazy nervous armpits since the formal dance was formally announced.
Having flashbacks to the second grade, my meltdown at the harvest party, screaming in the bouncy castle each time it bounced.
There's an I don't know sensation deep in my stomach, like any moment my breakfast could a floaty, fluttery feeling inside. Something like butterflies.
When you ask someone, how would you know that you want to go to the dance with them?
And you just go up to them and say what?
I'd say hi or how's it going? Give a compliment about the way they look.
Like, cool shirt. My dad has one like that.
Ask them if they're having fun. What do they do when there's spare time? Or you could talk about the weather.
Or football.
Or a book.
Maybe a thing you like is something someone else likes. Like me, I'm into other places.
Me too. Like where?
Like the fourth.
Or the fifth dimension. Any dimension. Maybe I could go to the dance with you.
Thanks, but no thanks.
That's okay.
I'm just not ready to settle down yet.
Last week, we practiced counting on the beat, like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Good. Remember your internal clock. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Now here's a ball. Dancing requires some coordination, so we're going to practice throwing the ball.
Like finding the beat,
but if it's hard, then it's worth doing it right. Will I be totally humiliated if I mess it up?
When I mess it up,
when I mess it up,
I mess it up. On a Beano spring formal night.
Sure sensation deep in my stomach,
the sudden urge to disappear in disguise.
It means that I'm alive,
but also neurotic
and nervous,
excited and anxious,
but also alive,
but also butterflies.
Well, that was Butterflies from How to Dance in Ohio. That's a show I don't know.
No, I don't know that show either.
It's a good show.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a look at that.
We should look at it.
And before that, we heard G. Officer Krupke from West Side Story, the movie.
Yeah. Now it's time to talk about Hairspray, because you went to see Hairspray at...
I went to the Waterside in Aylesbury.
Roofies Review on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Go on in, what was it like?
Well, I mean, it's just so full of fantastic singing and dancing, which was all absolutely fabulous. They had some great boys, really good boys. What was not maybe so good was the dialogue. They created enormously over-the-top characters, which meant it was quite difficult to time the funny lines, and to be quite honest, some of them didn't land at all. There was no laugh at all on some of them.
Because it's quite a big theatre, isn't it? The one
it is a big theatre, actually, yes.
Did it play well for a big theatre?
It did, because there's so much dancing. You know, there's such a lot of dancing. I did enjoy the evening, don't get me wrong. I really did enjoy the evening. And Joanne Clifton, who played Velma von Tussle, whoa, she was brilliant.
Yeah, she's come on a long way, hasn't she?
She was, I mean, the dancing goes without saying, obviously, but her acting was great, and she's got a super voice. Fantastic voice. She was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
You are known, Mrs. Art, for the truth when you go and see a show. Was there any negatives about it?
Generally, the dialogue, particularly Edna Turnblad's wig and lack of makeup. It made him play like a pantomime dame as opposed to a real, very large woman. Do you know what I mean? And it wasn't really his fault, to be honest. He was fighting the wig and the makeup all the way through. He would have played it probably better. It would have looked better.
So he would have played it as directed?
I suspect it's mainly a directorial decision, really. That was a pity. He and the guy who played Wilbur, their lovely act two duet was good. They did it really well, and that did stop the show. It was fabulous. But even Wilbur, he was very, very over the top.
Right.
Probably more over the top than the character needed to be, really.
Gotcha.
But again, it's not his fault. He was fine. It's all about directorial decision, really.
But the review is written up on the website.
It is indeed, if you want to read it, yes.
So have a look on greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk. Going off a side question, to have that voice for Edna, I mean, do you have to have some sort of vocal training? Because you couldn't keep that up, surely, all week. It's a really sort of raspy voice, isn't it?
No, he did fine, actually. Vocally, he was fine.
I know, but as an actor, if you got that part, you'd be... Because you'd have to learn how to get that voice. You couldn't.
No, it didn't sound like he was struggling to get it at all, and he's been playing it for ages.
Okay.
I don't think it's that difficult. I think you just need to place your... You obviously need to place your voice in a slightly different position.
Yeah.
But provided you know what you're doing, it's... Yeah.
Brilliant. We'll have a look on the website. It's greasepaintstagelights.co.uk for the full review.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favourite things. Cream-coloured ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favourite things. Satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens,
bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Cream colored ponies and crisp apple strudels,
doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles,
wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings.
These are a few.
Every week, grease paint and stage lights.
Goodness me, is that the time?
You better get ready.
For what?
Your new job.
What job?
You are the new Willy Wonka, of course.
I always had a hunch it might be you.
Let's see how you measure up.
But I don't know the first thing about how a factory works.
Perfect. You're absolutely perfect.
And I don't have a clue of what a chocolatier must do.
Well, Charlie Bucket, if you did, then you wouldn't be a kid. It's all the things you aren't that make you what you are. It's what you do not own that sets you free. It's the lessons still unlearned. It's the corners not yet turned that make you, you and a little me. Hat.
Hat.
Cane.
Cane.
And last but not least, the Wonka stirring spoon. Delumptious. That makes you just delumptious.
And I've not seen a single fact of how a chocolatier must act.
Well, the things you haven't seen make you a fresh green bean.
It's all the things you aren't that make you what you are. You have to dig a hole to plant a tree. It's the books you get to read. It's the dough you get to knead that makes you, you and a little me. A sculptor wants no hardened clay. He wants his mud to bend and sway. That is what a child can do. But not just any careless child who fight or spoil the grass or what. So aren't you glad upon review that Charlie Bucket, I chose you?
Yes, it's quite an honour, but I'm still a bit at sea.
A boy then. Just my boy then.
And I never dreamed this day could ever start and end this way.
It's
the dreams you've yet to dream that will win your winning cream.
It's all the things you aren't that make you what you are,
and that's what makes you just my cup of tea. It's your percolating mind, it's your ears still wet behind, that make you you and a little me.
The factory's yours, yes, that's your prize. We've got a boss who's just our size.
And what a treat to watch you rise.
A chocolate comet dinner sent with spots of sweets you'll soon invent.
And any journey worth a schlep must begin with one small step.
You aren't that make you what you are. You'll lead the way to things you've yet to see. It's the schemes you get to bake. It's the leap you get to take that makes you you.
Ah, Wonka, through and through.
That makes you you. And in the middle of a riddle, where a kid will be a little.
Little Me, Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Was it in your show you did?
It was in the original West End, I think, but was cut from the licence that was then released to amateur theatre companies, which was based more upon the Broadway production than the West End.
Oh, I see. Good song, though. Like that.
Do we know why it got cut?
The show's been reworked three times, I think, and it's just in that process of reworking. Some songs were dropped, other songs were put in.
So that happens all the time. Mm. They rework them, and you find that the best song in the show is on the floor.
Shame, isn't it?
I know.
Okay, back to these questions. The question number one for RC Experts was, in the musical Hamilton, which founding father is portrayed as having a rivalry with Alexander Hamilton?
Yep, we gave you the answer to that one.
That was
Aaron Burr.
I'm just recapping.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
No, we got that.
Question two.
We did get one right. Honestly.
Yeah. Who was described by Andrew Lloyd Webber as the father of the modern British musical?
Well, I said Ivan Novello. I said because he probably was.
And then we thought really Gilbert and Sullivan, but I suppose that's not modern musical, but that really did kind of kick off a lot of
the start of the musical theatre, yeah.
Well, the answer written here is Lionel Bart.
What?
That's what it says here.
Yeah,
Lionel
Bart. Sorry, Andrew, you're wrong.
Well, there we are. That's probably in Andrew's eyes then, not everyone else's eyes.
Interesting, actually. Yeah.
I mean, they're good shows, but they're not the founding father, because, I mean, there are many very good shows before that. David Henniker wrote several, didn't he? Wrote Half a Sixpence. And
I suppose in terms of impact on audience, then Lionel Bart's shows probably have had a much greater impact, and he's a more well-known name. I wouldn't necessarily have thought of him as being a founding father, but... No. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, there we are. That was what written there. And question number three, which musical has the line, fits like a glove, and which character said it? I'll still leave that one
fits
with you.
Fits like a glove. Sounds like it might be a Sondheim line from something, but...
Yeah, okay, well, it's not.
All right. Anyway. Well, that's, okay. That's eliminated several shows, at least.
One step and see what it gets you, see what it gets you, see what it gets you. One step up and see how it gets you down. Give yourself if somebody lets you, see what it gets you, see what it gets you. Give yourself and somebody lets you down. Here's how to crawl, now run, lady. Here's how to walk, now fly. Here's how to feel, have fun, lady. And a fond goodbye. See what it gets you, see what it gets you. Trouble is whatever it gets you find. That once you see, you can't stay blind. What do I do now? Now that my eyes are wide. Well, when the world goes mad, then they've got to be shown. And when the hero quits, then you're left on your own. And when you want things done, you have to do them yourself alone. Whistle out of
stopping at all. Easy. Just once I'll do it. Just once before I die. Lead me to the battle. What does it take? Over the top. Joan at the stake. Anyone can whistle. Well, no one can say I didn't try.
And that was See What It Gets You from Anyone Can Whistle, Stephen Sondheim.
Now, I'm going to give you the answer to question three. Which musical has the line fits like a glove and which character said it? It was Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh.
And the character was Muttle, because he says, fits like a glove. This match was made in heaven, because he wants to marry Zytel, you see. So he's telling Tevier that this is how it should be. And he's not happy, is he? Because of tradition.
I've done that show and I can't remember that line at all.
Well, I only remember it because I played Muttle.
I'm delighted to see that the Regent's Park production of Fiddler is coming back.
Yeah.
Not to Regent's Park, but to the Barbican.
Yes, it is.
It's absolutely stunning.
Yes, it is so good. So good. Mm. I can't praise it enough, especially when you get to the interval, because they had this big fire, didn't they? Mm. And the smoke and the smell of burning was brilliant. Mm.
But it was one of those productions that just reminded you that how funny the show is, mm. as well as poignant.
Yes.
Really, I think really brought out the humour.
People miss that a lot, and I agree. I think they really did do well with that.
Well, we'll play our tour at 22, and I'll tell you about me and Alison in Czechoslovakia if you want.
Oh, okay.
So, tour at 22 is from Hamilton. What are we going to play?
We're going to play The Schuyler Sisters and Stay Alive. But first off, here we are, The Schuyler Sisters.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, sneak into the city just to watch all the guys.
Work, work.
Angelica.
Work, work.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Work, work. The Schuyler sisters.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Eliza.
Work.
Daddy said to be home by sundown.
Daddy doesn't need to know.
Daddy said not to go downtown.
Like I said, you're free to go. But look around, the revolution's happening in New York.
New York. Work.
It's bad enough Daddy wants to go to war.
People shouting in the square.
It's bad enough there'll be violence on our shore.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
There's nothing like summer in the city. Someone in a rush next to someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. While you slumming in the city in your fancy heels, you searching for an urchin who can give you ideals.
Sir, you disgust me.
Ah, so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'ma compel him to include women in the sequel.
Work!
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Look around, and how lucky we are to be alive.
Happened to be in the
you're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
Stay alone.
Seen the general so despondent. I have taken over writing all his correspondence. Congress writes, George, attack the British forces. I shoot back, we have resorted to eating our horses. Local merchants deny us equipment, assistance. They only take British money, so sing a song of sixpence.
The cavalry's not coming.
But sir,
Alex, listen, there's only one way for us to win this. Provoke outrage. Outright.
That's right.
Don't engage, strike by night. Remain relentless till their troops take flight.
Make it impossible to justify the cost of the fight.
Outrun,
outrun,
outlast,
outlast.
Hit them quick, get out fast. Stay alive until this horrible show is past. We're gonna fly a lot of flags half-mast.
Raise a glass.
I go back to New York in my apprenticeship.
I ask for French aid, I pray that France is sent a ship.
I stay at work with Hamilton, we write essays against slavery. And every day's a test of our camaraderie and bravery.
We cut supply lines, we steal contraband. We pick and choose our battles and places to take a stand. And every day, sir, entrust me with a command. And every day,
no,
he dismisses me out of hand. Instead of me, he promotes Charles Lee, makes him second in command.
I'm a general.
Yeah, he's not the choice I would have gone with.
He shits the bed at the Battle of Monmouth.
Everyone attack!
Retreat!
Attack!
Retreat!
What are you doing, Lee? Get back on your feet!
But there's so many of them!
I'm sorry, is this not your speed? Hamilton!
Ready, sir!
Have Lafayette take the lead!
Yes, sir!
1,000 soldiers die in 100-degree heat
as we snatch our stalemates from the jaws of defeat.
Charles Lee was left behind without a pot to listen. He started saying this to anybody who would listen.
Washington cannot be left alone to his devices. Indecisive from crisis to crisis. The best thing he can do for the revolution is turn and go back to planting tobacco in Mount Vernon.
Don't do a thing. History will prove him wrong.
But sir,
we have a war to fight. Let's move along.
Strong words from Lee. Someone ought to hold him to it.
I can't disobey direct orders.
Then I'll do it. Alexander, you're the closest friend I've got.
Lawrence, do not throw away your shot.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yes, Hamilton. What do you think of Hamilton?
He's a good racing driver.
So we can read from that that he's not too keen on the show, then, can't you?
I didn't mind it. It's not one that's left a lasting impression on me, which I go against the flow, really, there.
Yeah, because there's a lot of hype about it when it came out, and I suppose there's still a bit of hype now. But
I loved the staging. I loved the way they used the company, and nobody ever stopped, and it was all. I loved all of that, but I found that the rap was partially unintelligible. I mean, I know it now, but that's because I've seen the songs written down. When I saw it, I didn't understand most of it. And I don't think rap, it doesn't fit when you also want soft, quiet, you know, it's too extreme. It's the two extremes. It's very lumpy. It makes the show a bit lumpy for me.
I'd agree with you, Julia, that for me, the ensemble were the stars of the show.
Yeah.
They worked tirelessly and it looked fabulous.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think in terms of moving the dial of musical theatre, Hamilton undoubtedly has helped there.
Yes.
It's produced something new, refreshing,
yes,
different.
Yes, it has.
Just showing the sort of how far you can go with musical theatre.
Its legacy is maybe better than the actual show.
Well, when you talk about Fiddler on the Roof, I'm going to talk about that next week because I think we're going to run out of time if I talk about that. But just remind me, Czech Republic and Fiddler on the Roof.
Czech Republic, Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay. You're listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, Alistair Woodgate and Julia Roofy. Story and the Locomotion. Before we give you a little story about the Locomotion, we're going to read the lyrical challenge again.
We are indeed, yes. Okay, here we go. I used to think you left a stench, but now I see that you're a mensch. So I'm proposing, be my son.
If you know what it is, it's musicals@beatinternet.com. Get in quick, because we're going to give you the answers shortly. Locomotion, got a story about him?
Yes, I mean, it was sung by Little Eva, and Little Eva was Carole King's babysitter.
Oh, wow.
And Carole King wrote the number and needed to sort of try it out, and Little Eva sang it, and Little Eva went on to perform it.
Do you think it was a one-hit wonder for her, or do you think she did some more?
Oh, gosh, now you've got me on that.
I think it might have been, actually.
Certainly nothing rivaled that.
I think she was a one-hit wonder.
Because she's only 16 when she recorded, wasn't she? Anyway, back to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. We're going to give you the answer to the lyrical challenge after we've heard from Canary, from Spend, Spend, Spend.
It happened once upon a time, the story of a small canary, a Yorkshire fancy all alone in a shop, who never thought that he were out but ordinary. One day a miner comes and says, hey little bird, I'll be your master, I'm gonna take you down below where it's dark, and you will sing there as a warning of disaster. Hear the canary sing his song, and hear the happy news he's giving, 'cause while he sings there's nothing wrong, and me and you can go on living. For many years he carried on, for many long years, like a miner, and everybody down the pit they would see and agree that there were no canary finer. You gotta feed them on green food and seed mix or soft food when they're still chicks. I'm gonna buy him a toolkit, 'cause he might need wing room to stand upright. But singing alone ain't much of a fate. And me, I'm like him, I want my.
From Spend, Spend, Spend. What's that show about?
About Viv Nicholson, who won the pools.
Oh, I see.
Do you remember the pools?
Yes, I remember the pools.
Yeah, and then she lost all her money. And
I remember my father-in-law once said, you never get 8 from 10 on the pools. And then he went quiet a couple of weeks later and we realised he actually won on the pools.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, he did very well. Anyway, answer to this week's lyrical challenge, but before we get there, I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer to this week's lyrical challenge is...
It's Mushnick and Son from Little Shop of Horrors.
Think about it.
I don't like that guy, the way he talks to Audrey.
God in him, oh no, the kid just said he'd mull it over.
No wonder she looks so unhealthy, it's enough to make you sick.
If he left me, if Seymour left me, why then I'd be right back where I started, which was broken, starving.
Sweet and good, beautiful as she is, she deserves a prince, not a sadistic creep like him.
Close to bankrupt.
What a louse.
Peace happy, fuddled and bereft. That
that's what I'd be if Seymour left.
He's a disgrace to the dental profession.
Seymour!
Sir?
Seymour! How would you like to be my son? How would you like to be my own adopted boy? I never liked him much before, but count the cash, it's in the drawer. I've got no choice, I'm much too poor, say yes.
What for?
Seymour, I want to be your dad. I want to see you climbing up my family tree. I used to think you left a stench, but now I see that you're immense, so I'm proposing be my son. Schnick and Son sounds great. Three words with the ring of fate. Some say you'll incorporate with me. A florist dream come true. More Schnick and his boy Chick you. What business will do for FTD? How about it, Seymour, be my son? Just say the word, I'll have my lawyer on the phone.
Now, Mr. Mushnick, don't be rash. You always said that I was trash.
Oh, I was joking.
Sir, I'm joking.
Excuse the physical expression of my pride, of the sweet paternal Michigas I've held pent up inside.
Gee.
So?
Well?
Ahead and say it, Seymour. Tell me that you will.
Gee, I'd really like to, but
I'll hold my breath until.
Okay, you win. I'll be your son.
Hooray, I'll win. You'll be my son.
Tore up the papers, Dad. I'm touched. I really am. And someday when you're old and gray, I'll never have you put away.
You swear?
Promise.
What a son! Mushnick and Son. That's that.
Only I'm your brat.
Consider the matter closed and done. Now to the world, let's stick our senior and junior stick. Through thin and through thick, through sloppy and slick.
So come kiss me quick.
Please don't make me sick.
Push it.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in grease paint and stage lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.